Hello, this is Roger Pipe from RogerReviews.com. This is the first in a series of podcasts we're going to do here at the start of 2012 based on the AVN Awards voting. I do get to vote in the AVN Awards, which are the Oscars of the porn industry. It is a huge undertaking. I don't think we will cover all of the categories in these podcasts because you could be listening for days. But I'm going to cover some just so you can kind of see the process a little bit, but also some of the best of the best, really, if you go by the nominations. Certainly welcome comments too. Somewhere on the site here will be a place to comment and vote for your favorites, but these are mine on the first couple categories. The process to get here is, I think, the hardest part. The editorial staff at AVN has to go through everything that comes out and then categorize and nominate the best of the best. And then the massive 40-some page PDF file you find on AVN.com represents the end result of that. And then the voters, the AVN staff, and some outside writers, including myself, get a chance to vote on the finalists. Voting is very difficult. Tons and tons of movies to watch, the last-minute performances to scrutinize. It's fun, though. I have a lot of fun with it. But I honestly think getting here is the hard part. So if you do go to AVN.com, you'll find, under AVN Awards, you'll find a list of the nominees you can go over. The voting process is pretty simple. We log in, we're given a username and a password, and then all of the categories are here in a pull-down menu. Actually, they've got a really nice system here, too. It shows you which ones you have and have not voted in, which is really nice. Pick a category. The first one we have is Best 3D Release. Then it lists your choices in alphabetical order, I believe. Looks like alphabetical order. And then the voters have to take, in this case, 5 movie titles and rank them 1 through 5 and then vote. So it is a weighted voting system, which I think is really good because some of the categories where you've got 10 or 12 nominees, I think you need a weighted system to really go through and cover everything. Okay, so the first category is Best 3D Release. There are 5 in this category. 3D Real Porn Stars of Chatsworth from Penthouse. Killer Curves in 3D from Funky Monkey Movies. This Ain't Conan the Barbarian 3D Hustler. This Ain't Dracula XXX 3D Hustler. And This Ain't Ghostbusters 3D XXX Hustler. So obviously, Hustler kind of has a hold on this category with 3 of the 5 nominees. Seen all of them, reviewed all of them on the site. Also picked up copies of the Penthouse title and the Funky Monkey movies. For me, Ghostbusters was one of the first 3D titles I saw. It was awesome. I actually got to see it on a 3D TV up at the Hustler offices. Got a private screening. Really enjoyed the movie itself and the way they brought the 3D technology in so that it wasn't just background, but it was actually part of the sex. And I think they did that better than any. So, again, without revealing my vote, I think Ghostbusters 3D was pretty awesome. And Hustler really does sort of dominate this. All of 3 of the Hustler movies are worthy of top 3 consideration. Conan, I think, probably the least of the 3. But still, I think Ghostbusters or Dracula probably will win this, one of the 2. I really like Ghostbusters, so that's... And that's an easy category. There was only 5 in that category, so, and you click Save Your Vote, and now you move on. There's a Next Category button, which is nice. Next Category. This one's bigger. This one has 15 nominees. Best Actor. Now, this is, for those of you who don't know, this is just acting performance. We're not supposed to vote on sexual... they don't specifically say, I guess. So I suppose that a guy who did a great job of acting and did great sex scenes would help. But Best Actor. James Bartolet in Saw, a hardcore parody. Just reviewed that about 2 days ago. Barrett Blade in Killer Bodies from Adam and Eve. Tom Byron in Runaway from Vivid Entertainment Group, which if you have not seen it is an excellent movie. Xander Corvus from Lost and Found from New Sensations. That was a sweet little romantic comedy. Dale DeBone, Elvis XXX, a porn parody. Great job there. Ryan Driller in Superman Triple X, a porn parody, also from Vivid. Ben English in the official Silence of the Lambs parody. Seth Gamble, Saturday Night Fever Triple X, another really good performance. Jack Lawrence, Anchorman, a Triple X parody. Funny, funny, funny performance. Ryan McLean from the official Psycho parody. Another good one. Tommy Pistol, Taxi Driver, a Triple X parody. Anthony Rosano from Rocky, a Triple X parody. Randy Spears, The Orgasm from Penthouse. Evan Stone in This Ain't Ghostbusters Triple X. And Mac Turner in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you notice, all but one, two, three, four of the 15 are from parody. So it kind of shows you what's happened to the adult industry. The parody genre has taken over the features. 11 of the 15, wow. Now, that said, of the four non-parodies, Tom Byron's performance in Runaway is really excellent. And if you haven't seen that movie, it's a great movie. The sex is pretty damn hot. It's a good couples movie. I'll be talking about it a lot as we go over these. That's tough. This is tough. The top of this is very difficult. Byron, Dale DeBone's Elvis was really good. Seth Gamble in Saturday Night Fever was also excellent. Tommy Pistol's Taxi Driver was dead on. I'm going to go, and I'm going to give you my top three, and then I will spare you the other 12. Tommy Pistol 1 for Taxi Driver, Byron in Runaway 2, and Dale DeBone 3 as Elvis. After that, there are some excellent performances, but those are the three that I'm going to vote top of my ballot. And now we'll move on. Moving on to the Best Actress category, and again, we try hard to focus on the acting performance and not too much on the sex, because, you know, we all have our favorites in that category. Capri Anderson in Runaway, excellent. Again, I cannot say often enough how good Runaway was. Jesse Andrews in Portrait of a Call Girl, very haunting performance. Tori Black in Killer Bodies. Jessica Drake in Horizon. Allie Hayes in Lost and Found. Notice the first five, not parodies. Helly May Hellfire in This Ain't Lady Gaga, a parody. Cagney Lynn Carter in The Silence of the Lambs parody. Caden Cross, Love and Marriage. Lily LeBeau in The Incredible Hulk. Natasha Nice in Dear Abby, Savannah Sampson in Savannah Sampson as the Masseuse, Andy Sandemus in Reservoir Dogs, Hilary Scott, The Flintstones Triple X, Bobby Starr, A Little Part of Me, and Misty Stone in Hustlers, Untrue Hollywood Stories, Oprah. Lots of parodies, but not as many. So there are still some decent roles out there for women that are not parodies. And I also don't think this category is quite as strong. There are some excellent performances, and it goes 15 deep. There's no really bad ones here, but none quite as stand out. And as in the past, Kimberly Kane stands out from the Sex Files parody, her performance. Again, we'll go top. Wow, there's some really good performances. Natasha Nice, who's done a lot of great work in sex scenes, really stepped up her game acting-wise. Caden Cross is always excellent. Hilary Scott was really funny in The Flintstones. Tori Black was outstanding in Killer Bodies. Very, very good. Jessica Drake is always good. Allie Hayes is good. I'm going to go top of my ballot. I'm going to go Capri Anderson 1 for Runaway. I think she was excellent, absolutely beautiful, and in a movie that was just fantastic. 2, Hilary Scott in Flintstones. Hilary's a good actress and really carried off a difficult parody well. And then 3, Tori Black in Killer Bodies. One of the most challenging roles, I think, for a woman this year, parody or not. So that's the top of my ballot. Jesse Andrews and Jessica Drake just missed. And then you got just a bunch of other great performances, including Misty Stone, Caden Cross. So that's it. That's the... So you see, we've only done 10 minutes, but that's 3 of the categories, and I'm only doing the top 3 on air. So you can see it takes a little while. I'm going to, hit pause on the record button here and come back with a different podcast later after having done, the rest of these. And I'm sure 10 versus 11 is going to be a tough call. So that's it. This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com. That concludes this first AVN Awards podcast. Please check out the site. You can read your favorite reviews, news, interviews. Visit our sponsors, Adult DVD Empire, and thank them for their sponsorship. And find your favorite porn. Again, check out The Runaway from Vivid. Excellent movie. Thank you, and tune in again. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, critiques, complete praise, Raj at RogerViews.com. Thanks very much.